Argumentative texture is present in a text whenever there are statements that move beyond direct, simple assertions, like Paul saying, "I sent Timothy to you," to statements that present reasons or rationales. Like if Paul would say, "I sent Timothy to you, for I couldn't come to you, since I had other things to do, because I was engaged in," etc. So, for, since, or because regularly are words that introduce reasons or rationales. And that's argumentative, that it is presenting argumentative reasons why Paul did what he did. Argumentative discourse naturally develops further with the use of negatives, like not, neither, nor, something like that, or no one does. Paul may say, "I did not send Timothy to you simply to tell you that you've not been doing proper things, nor did I send him to you to collect money for me. Neither this nor that would have been helpful." So he is clarifying there with contraries or opposites or negatives that use words like not, neither, nor. In this context, Paul might also use the word but. Technically, the word but is an adversative. It is saying the adverse of something. "I didn't send him to do this, but to do this." So that is another argumentative feature. In addition, Paul might move into statements that present examples or analogies. First, with an analogy, he may say, "I sent Timothy to you like anyone would send a person to friends to explain to them such and such." This is an analogy with another person who might do this. It would be possible for a speaker to use a specific example, an example like King David, for instance, saying when there was a problem that King David was facing, he sent someone there to correct the problem. This would be an argument from specific example rather than simply an analogy like anyone would go there, or another kind of analogy like mother birds send help to the little birds when they are in trouble, something like that. As argumentative texture continues, it is likely that the speaker will start drawing conclusions. These will be introduced by the words so, or therefore, perhaps, finally, or even in conclusion or in summary. Thus, argumentative texture appears in a text whenever there are assertions that present reasons or rationales, especially using the words because, for, or since to introduce those statements. Also, there are clarifications by using contraries or opposites or simply negatives, not, neither, nor, or something like that. But also, there's clarification by using the adversative word but. It is not this, but that. And then the argumentative texture regularly moves down to conclusions that are introduced with a word like so, or therefore, finally, or maybe even in conclusion or in summary. For further information about argumentative texture and patterns of argumentation within texts, see Exploring the Texture of Texts, pages 21 through 29.